Chapter 7. I came to choking on seawater, and everything, from my nose to my lungs, was on fire. I noticed the sun had started to come up in the sky above me, and I realized it must have been a bit of time since I fell overboard. Someone had positioned me on my back and was now towing me through the waves, and I assumed I was back in California. Maybe that whole fairyland thing had been a strange dream caused by inhaling too much water. Then I looked to my side and saw the Lady Starlight about 20 feet away. Nope, I was clearly still here in fairyland. Whoever rescued me seemed to be an incredibly strong swimmer, though, and we were getting closer and closer to the ship by the moment. As my water-soaked brain began to clear, I realized I actually had no idea whose arms I was in. So I turned my head to the side and gasped, because I immediately realized no ordinary lifeguard saved my life. The woman who had me safely tucked under her arm had long, bright red hair that streamed out through the water behind her as she pulled me back toward the boat. Her face was the picture of perfect beauty, with wide-set aqua eyes, long, dark lashes, and full, ruby-red lips.
Who are you?
I tried to splutter, but it was difficult to get the words out.
Shh,
the mystery woman replied.
You're safe now. We just need to get back to the boat.
Okay,
I mumbled, and laid my head back again into the water. As we approached the ship, I saw someone had thrown a rope ladder over the side, and I heard someone shout my name from above.
Think you can climb?
My rescuer asked.
Yeah, after you, I said weakly.
The redhead grabbed the rope, and I caught a glimpse of her entire body for the first time. Her spectacularly toned torso was bare, except for a lavender bikini that barely covered the nipples of her perfect cantaloupe-sized breasts. But that wasn't the most amazing thing, and I involuntarily gasped when I saw what curved outward from her hips. It was what appeared to be an iridescent fishtail, covered in shimmering scales and tones of greens, blues, and purples, and it was almost too beautiful to look at directly.
Holy shit, I breathed.
Did I just get rescued by a fucking red-headed mermaid supermodel? Only in fairyland. As the woman pulled herself out of the water onto the rope with strong, toned arms, the tail suddenly disappeared and turned into a pair of legs. Said legs stretched up to a perfectly curvy ass in a pale green bikini bottom, and as she climbed, I could see all the way up the inside of her thighs. The water that dripped from the space between only fueled the immediate fantasy that popped into my head, and I had to remind myself I'd just almost drowned and needed to use my strength to make it back up onto the Lady Starlight. So I pulled myself up onto the ladder with a grunt and was relieved to have something solid in my hands again. As I began to climb, I couldn't keep my eyes off the incredible view above me, and it took a minute for me to realize voices were calling my name again.
Joe!
I heard Jessamine call out, and I could now see her hanging over the side of the ship and watching us climb with an anxious expression.
Oh, hero, we've been so worried.
The gorgeous redhead made it to the top and climbed over the ship's rail, and then it was my turn. I groaned with exertion as I pulled myself up and over the wood, and I stood weakly on the deck for a moment before my knees buckled beneath me. Then I slid down to sit against the railing and rested my head in my hands.
We thought you were dead,
Sienna murmured in a grim tone as she leaned over me and gently touched my face.
Don't do that to us ever again.
I don't remember what happened, I managed to get out. What happened to the pirates?
Oh, Joe, you were incredible. Genie's wrath killed all of them and ended the fight in one blast. Here, it fell on the deck when you went overboard.
She handed me my golden sword, and I laid it down next to me. Thank God I hadn't lost it.
It's true.
Sienna nodded at me with a huge smile on her face.
Joe, you saved the Lady Starlight and so many members of the crew. You were incredible.
The blonde kissed me on the cheek, and then my wives turned to my rescuer.
Thank you for saving our hero,
Jessamine said to the redhead, who now stood shyly to the side of our small group.
But I must ask you, what is this Zelda legend you spoke of before you smote the pirates? What is the link with full hearts?
Oh, I'll tell you another time. But first, where are my manners? Thank you, miss... I don't know your name.
I'm Ariana,
the red-haired beauty said with a bashful smile.
I saw you out there, and I wanted to bring you back to somewhere safe. I always try to save humans when I can. Humans?
Sienna asked with a furrowed brow.
But aren't you? No, not exactly.
Ariana cut the blonde off.
I appear as a human sometimes, but I can live under the water as well.
A mermaid,
Jessamine breathed, and her dark eyes widened.
I have only heard of your people in books. That's amazing.
Why don't we get Joe down to my cabin? We can get some dry clothes on you, Joe, and then we can all talk more.
Yeah, that sounds good, I mumbled. I'd started to feel a lot better, but I was definitely chilly. As my wives helped me to my feet, I was relieved to see someone had started swabbing the deck, and there were only a few bodies left scattered around. The ship had definitely sustained some damage in last night's carnage, particularly the cut to the mainsail. But the crew of the Lady Starlight had definitely come through with a major victory against the pirates. I followed the women to Sienna's cabin, where I immediately collapsed onto the bed. It felt incredible to be back somewhere safe and warm, and surrounded by beautiful women. Sienna pulled a clean shirt and pants out of our belongings and tossed them over to me, and I saw Ariana's ivory cheeks turn pink.
Oh, it's okay,
Jessamine reassured her.
Joe's not shy at all. In fact,
I think I'll just step out for a moment,
the redhead stammered.
It's fine. Just call me back in when you're ready.
Ariana stepped out of the room so I could change, and Jessamine and Sienna immediately made eye contact with each other.
Who is that?
Sienna mouthed in Jessamine's direction.
I have no idea,
my dark-haired wife whispered.
She's beautiful, though, isn't she, Hero?
Yeah, I guess she's all right. I grinned and rolled my eyes as I pulled the dry pair of pants on.
Do you think we can trust her?
Sienna hissed. Well, she did rescue me, I pointed out.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean she isn't working for Chernobog,
the blonde replied with one raised eyebrow. Well, I still say we keep everything on a need-to-know basis for the time being, I said, as I tried to consider the best thing to do.
I agree. We can find out who she is and get to know each other better first.
Okay,
Sienna agreed, and some of the tension eased from her shoulders.
You're right. We don't even know where she came from yet. Are you ready? Should I let her back in here?
Sure, I nodded. The blonde princess pulled open the door, and Ariana came back into the cabin.
Please, sit,
Sienna said as she gestured to one of the chairs that sat around the room's small dining table.
Thank you,
Ariana replied with a small smile, and she perched herself demurely on the edge of her seat and delicately crossed her ankles.
I am Princess Jessamine, and this is Princess Sienna,
my dark-haired wife introduced herself to the newcomer.
And this is Joe, our husband, the hero of legend. You may have heard of his deeds, as he is very famous now.
Hello,
the redhead said with a nod, but she looked confused.
I apologize, but I've never heard of the hero of legend before.
It doesn't matter,
Sienna assured her.
Right now, I just wanted to tell you how grateful we are that you rescued Joe.
It was nothing. I just swim well, and of course I care about saving people.
Well, it means everything to me, I told her. I'm so sorry to be rude, but I have to ask, who are you?
Oh, please pardon my rudeness. I'm Princess Ariana, and my family and I rule the kingdom that lies under us right now, beneath the waves.
I couldn't believe we'd just randomly met another princess in the middle of the ocean, and I saw Sienna and Jessamine raise their eyebrows at one another.
Oh my goodness, your highness,
Jessamine said as she made a quick recovery and bowed her head in respect.
I didn't realize you were a princess too. It is so wonderful to make your acquaintance. Does this mean the hero story is relevant to you? Let me tell you.
Jessamine, don't overwhelm our visitor.
Sienna cleared her throat.
I'm sure everything will come out in time, if it in fact needs to. Let's take a moment and get better acquainted. And yes, Your Highness, I am honored to meet you as well, and I would love to learn more about you and your kingdom. I am honored to meet both of you, too.
The redhead told my wives as she smiled shyly.
It is rare I get an opportunity to communicate with royalty outside of my kingdom.
So, let me get this straight. In Fairyland, there's a whole other world under the sea?
Yes. It's where I live with my people.
Is there a prince, Ariana? I couldn't help myself.
No. I was married once, but my husband died a few years ago.
The redhead said with a sad expression.
We all have so much in common.
Jessamine gasped with shining eyes.
Sienna and I have both been married before, although we've each bonded with Joe now.
I see.
Ariana murmured as her aqua eyes shot back to me.
My husband was actually a human, and he passed away in a shipwreck. I used to spend more time up on the surface, and I was better familiar with the rituals of Fairyland back then. But since Aaron's been gone, I've mainly focused on the occurrences within my kingdom.
I looked around at the women around me and couldn't help but stare for a minute. Ariana sat right next to me, and I was trying to resist her salty perfume that somehow had a faint touch of coconut. The newcomer's long red hair fell in damp waves around her shoulders and down across full, round breasts that looked just about to spill out of her purple bikini top at any moment. To my left, Sienna wore a man's tunic, but the laces at the top had come open and revealed her cleavage to perfection. The blonde's hair was pulled up on top of her head, but a few loose strands had come out of the pins and fell around her perfect face. And then there was Jessamine, dark-haired and dark-eyed, who now wore a teal silk robe that clung to her lean curves like paint.
Hey, Joe!
Sienna waved a hand in front of my face, and as she brought me out of my trance, I realized all the princesses had been staring at me.
Are you in there?
Of course, I'm listening, I said, as I waved a hand and tried to look casual. We were just talking about Ariana's husband and a shipwreck.
Actually, Ariana was just telling us about the trouble she's been having in her kingdom. Your Highness, why don't you start again?
I apologize. Please, go on, I said, and focused on our guest. I really am interested in what you have to say.
Okay. I was just telling the other princesses my father, the king, has been away a lot lately, leaving me to rule over our kingdom. And the merman, who would usually advise me, has been gravely ill lately. It's been a huge loss for all of us, and I'm still fairly new to ruling. I've always preferred to stay behind the scenes and try to learn more about the world to help my father, but being the leader of a kingdom is entirely new to me.
I can certainly relate. Can you tell us what happened to your advisor?
Yes, we suspect he was poisoned. Things have been pretty bleak lately in my world. There's a witch, Eudora, who constantly terrorizes my kingdom. Many, many people in my kingdom have been getting ill lately, and I believe Eudora is behind it, although I haven't been able to collect any proof yet.
Oh, how awful.
Jessamine clasped a hand to her mouth.
Sienna? Joe, do you think this could possibly be related to what's going on up here with Chernabog?
Cherna, who?
Ariana shook her head with a confused expression.
So you don't know about what's been going on up on the surface?
Sienna tried to confirm.
No, I suppose not. I read all the time, but I mainly have studied history and geography, and a little science. And now, of course, I'm learning more about poisons. Can you tell me more about your problems?
Of course,
Jessamine said with a nod.
Fairyland has been threatened by a huge evil demon named Chernabog for several years now. We are still trying to learn about all of the ways he's terrorizing our world, but he has many terrible minions beneath him who do his bidding. I was just wondering if Eudora could be another one who serves him.
Have you discovered any weaknesses? Do you know how to defeat him?
Can I tell her about the legend yet?
Jessamine turned to Sienna.
Fine.
Sienna said as she rolled her eyes and laughed.
Well, I know it's your favorite thing to talk about, Jessamine.
The dark-haired princess stuck her tongue out at the blonde before she continued.
Princess Ariana, the only thing we know is it involves a hero of legend. I asked a genie to bring us a hero who would save all of Fairyland, and here he is.
Joe's been incredible. He even defeated Jamar, Chernabog's evil general who was terrorizing my desert kingdom.
Are you from the desert as well?
Ariana turned to Sienna with wide eyes.
I've only read about such landscapes.
No, but I do come from a neighboring kingdom. I met up with Jessamine so I could assist her with her kingdom's battles, and we've been traveling together ever since. Along with Joe, of course.
Oh, yes. Back to the legend. There is an ancient story that states the only way we can defeat the greatest evil that has ever threatened Fairyland is by uniting the princesses and the hero. All of the princesses must come together and complete a bonding rite with the hero, which increases all of our magical powers.
A bonding rite?
Ariana asked, and her aqua eyes glittered with intrigue.
I would love to know more.
I was really starting to like this princess, who, despite her red waves and revealing bikini, kind of reminded me of a sexy librarian. Nonetheless, she seemed a little shy, and I wasn't sure she really wanted to hear the details of the bonding ritual at the moment.
Well, you see...
Jessamine, let's give Princess Ariana a few minutes to settle in before we get into all that. I'm not sure the details are all that important for the time being.
Okay, Joe.
Jessamine sighed, but she couldn't seem to keep a mysterious smile off her lips.
I wonder if this Chernabog has anything to do with the trouble I've been hearing about out on the open seas.
Ariana said, and tapped her bottom lip thoughtfully.
I've heard rumors of ships being attacked, but I haven't been able to figure out why all this trouble is starting now.
Yes, this ship was attacked by pirates last night, as you might be able to tell from all the damage up on deck. Have you heard anything about pirates out on the seas up here?
Yes, pirates. And then I have also heard that there have been attacks of unknown origin,
the redhead said, before she yawned.
Ariana, are you tired? You could go rest in another cabin.
Yes, that might be nice,
the redhead replied with a faint smile.
I need to get home, of course, but I might like to take a break before the long swim.
Here, follow me,
Sienna told her as she rose from the table.
I'll get you some food and a bed for as long as you need it. We can talk more in a little bit.
The two women departed the cabin and left Jessamine and me alone at the table, and my dark-haired wife leaned her hand on her chin and smiled at me.
So, what do you think of Princess Ariana?
The dark-haired princess asked as she looked up at me with her huge brown eyes. Well, she seems very nice and smart.
And pretty, right?
Jessamine winked at me.
I think she's beautiful. I love her hair.
Jessamine's comment made me think about a foursome including the new princess, and I felt a shiver go up my spine at the idea. Yeah, she's not hard on the eyes, I admitted. I was actually wondering if there was a way we could help her kingdom somehow. It sounds like things are pretty bad down there.
I was even wondering if she'd like to travel with us.
Jessamine began mischievously.
I bet the ritual would be fun.
I wasn't sure why the dark-haired princess always had to tease me like that. But it always got a rise out of me.
Okay, I'm back,
Sienna announced as she walked back into the cabin and pushed the door shut behind her.
Were you talking about Ariana?
We were. What do you think about bringing her in on our mission?
I'm intrigued to meet another princess. If she really is a princess, that is. We already know not everyone is telling the truth these days. I have to confess, I didn't even know there was a whole other kingdom under the sea so close to my own. Well, I had stories as a little girl, but I always thought they were just fairy tales.
Why don't we try to keep an open mind? It would be awesome if we could actually visit her kingdom to see what's really going on down there, but I'm not sure if that's possible. Plus, what are we going to do about Princess Rachel if we stop here to help Ariana?
Given that we don't even know if the letter from Rachel was real, it's tempting to help the real live princess in front of us.
That is true, I agreed, and then I shrugged. I guess we can figure it out later. Now, I have to admit, I wouldn't mind a nap myself. I did slaughter a lot of pirates last night. I yawned widely, and Sienna grinned.
You really did kill a lot of bad guys, Joe. I haven't had the chance to thank you yet for everything you did for the Lady Starlight, but I am so grateful. I just wonder how they knew we were on board.
It's obvious word is getting around somehow these days, I replied as I walked over and threw myself down onto the center of the bed. We'll keep our eyes and ears open.
I might be able to sleep right now,
Jessamine said, and I patted the space next to me.
Oh, what the hell. I can never resist lying down with the two of you.
A princess laid down on either side of me, and I quickly drifted off. When I woke up, the three princesses were back at the little table. It seemed to be a dark, gray day, and someone had lit the candelabras that lined the walls. The effect was beautiful, and I laid back for a moment to enjoy the atmosphere and the gentle rocking of the ship. After a few minutes, I managed to drag myself out of bed and up into the chair where Sienna was talking about her ship.
The cut in the mainsail is frustrating, plus the rigging of all three masts were damaged to some degree. We're lucky the damage to the ship wasn't worse, but it doesn't look like we're going to be moving for a couple days.
It makes me worry we're a bit of an easy target, I replied, as I interjected my way into the conversation.
Joe, glad you're awake.
Jessamine smiled and put a hand on my shoulder.
We were just trying to figure out what our next plans were going to be. None of us are really excited about the idea of staying on this ship.
I wonder if there's a way we could help each other. I could try to bring you down to my kingdom, which would help keep you out of harm's way. And then maybe I could use some royal advice, because it's obvious things aren't going that well in my kingdom right now.
Well, it's definitely an option,
Sienna said, and I could tell she was thinking it through.
The obvious question is, how will we breathe?
There is a technology we have called the Mermaid's Kiss,
Ariana replied, as a blush came to her cheeks.
I didn't come up with the name.
How does it work? I asked. An actual kiss from this mermaid didn't sound half bad.
It's not really a kiss.
Damn.
It's just something that'll help you breathe underwater. If I cast Mermaid's Kiss on you and you come down to my kingdom, it'll feel just like you're breathing air when you inhale water.
Wow, your magic is so strong.
Sienna complimented the redhead, and her cheeks flushed red again.
I don't know about all that,
Ariana responded as she waved a hand dismissively.
I've just done a lot of research on how to make spells last longer.
I knew Sienna was trying to keep a lot under her belt right now, so I wasn't sure if she wanted to talk about the way our bond and the bond between her and Jessamine made the princess's powers stronger.
Or see?
Was all my blonde wife said, and she nodded.
Well, we can't stay out in the middle of the sea forever, and if you would like a little help ruling a kingdom in trouble, well, that's certainly something Jessamine and I can help you with.
So, should we do it? Mermaid's Kiss? Do we get mermaid tails, too?
No,
Ariana said with a shy grin, and I hoped I could make her laugh someday.
The spell makes it so you can keep your legs. I used to cast the spell on my former husband so he could come down with me to my kingdom. I use my tail in the water because I'm more used to swimming that way, but I'm easily able to change between my mermaid and human forms.
Wow,
Jessamine breathed, and I could tell she was impressed by the red-haired princess's magic.
Well, we were kind of on our way somewhere,
Sienna mused as she pursed her lips and tilted her head to the side in thought.
But we won't be able to move for a few days until the crew fixes the sail anyway.
Maybe we could help Ariana in the meantime and then continue on our previous, mission, I suggested.
That makes sense,
Jessamine said with a nod.
I'd like to explore the bottom of this sea anyway.
Well, I think I'm ready. Why the hell not? We like adventures, right?
You aren't at all worried about not having any guards with you?
Nah, not with you and Jeannie's Wrath around,
the blonde replied, and I was impressed by her bravery.
I'm gonna go around the ship to tell everyone what's going on, and then I guess we can head down below the water. What can we even pack? I don't know if we can bring much more than our weapons. That is something to consider. However, the crew will keep our belongings safe on the ship while we're gone.
Don't worry about wanting for anything while you're down in my kingdom,
Ariana responded to Sienna's concern.
I have all the luxuries you could dream of, and I'm happy to share.
Sounds great,
Jessamine chirped.
But it doesn't sound like we're going to be able to make it to Princess Rach...
The black-haired princess stopped short when Sienna shook her head. "Well, I'm set as long as I have Genie's wrath," I said, as I tried to draw attention away from Jessamine's slip of the tongue, and I patted my belt where the sword hung. "It roasted all those pirates last night, so I can't wait to see what else it can do."
"What happened?"
Ariana wondered.
"Oh, Joe did the most amazing thing with his sword to finish off the pirate captain. He shot purple lightning across the boat, and it completely destroyed the captain and all of the other pirates."
"Interesting. I'd love to take a look at his purple sword. I wonder what gives it so much power."
"I'm sure you'll see a lot of it."
Jess giggled, but the flame-haired mermaid just smiled innocently at the three of us. I snickered to myself when I thought back to Fiona and the way the sword had gotten more powerful, but I'd already known there was some magic in Genie's wrath before the hero's strength ritual. Regardless, magic power in Fairyland seemed intimately tied to sexual acts, and Ariana seemed so pure and innocent. I hoped we wouldn't totally corrupt her in our quest for knowledge, but I assumed, since she was one of the princesses, I would have to complete the ritual with her at some point by fucking her little mouth and her pussy until my seed filled both her stomach and her womb. The thought made my pulse quicken in my chest, and I tried not to stare at the redhead while I was thinking about making her mine. I looked over at Sienna and caught a slight smile on her face as she watched me. The blonde always caught me when I was thinking about other women, although she didn't necessarily mind. It seemed like our decision had been made, so Sienna started to walk around the ship to talk to the captain and other crew members, and she brought Ariana with her. Meanwhile, Jessamine and I prepared to grab our weapons and figure out more logistics about traveling under the sea. "What are you going to wear, Jessamine?" I asked, since it didn't really seem like we were going to be able to pack any clothes.
"My armored turquoise bikini, I think,"
she replied, as she pawed through one of the crates we'd brought.
"Since we're swimming and all."
Jessamine actually wore the bikini quite a bit, and we hadn't been swimming at all up until now, but I wasn't going to complain about any piece of clothing that showed off her long, tan legs and toned abs. "I wish I still had my boxers," I mused, and I wondered if my underwear and blue plumber's jumpsuit were still back at Jessamine's palace.
"What are boxers?"
Jessamine asked as she glanced up at me with a furrowed brow. "They're like shorts you wear under your pants. You know, underwear."
"Oh, yeah. I think I remember seeing those after you changed out of them."
Jessamine giggled, and she handed me a gold chain with approximately 12 giant sapphires hanging off it.
"Hero, will you fasten my necklace for me? There's no way I'm going anywhere without at least some jewels."
I moved behind her and lifted her hair off her neck, and I was overcome by the scent of her spicy, exotic perfume. I fastened the chain at her nape, but I couldn't resist bending down to nibble on her earlobe, and I could feel the shiver run down her body. "Sorry, I just couldn't help it."
"Oh, you're bad,"
she huffed and turned around. And then she gave me a small kiss on the lips.
"You know we need to save this for later. Stop teasing me."
"Hey, you're the one in that bikini," I replied, and I smacked her on the ass.
"Oh, very funny, Joe. Now, what are you going to wear for swimming?"
"I feel like all I have are suits and leather pants. They're all so heavy. Aren't your bikinis heavy, too? Won't that metal weigh you down?"
"Well, I suppose Ariana could give us tails instead."
"Sure she could. I'm just not sure what would happen to my..."
"What are you two talking about?"
Sienna came bustling into the cabin. "Oh, just mermaid anatomy. But seriously, let's talk to Ariana about the weight of what we're wearing. Are we ready to get out of here?"
"Yeah, just let me change,"
my blonde wife said as she went over to her things. I settled for a pair of leather pants with no shirt for swimming, though I was sad about having to leave my old work boots behind. Those boots had been with me through many days back in L.A., not to mention my travels throughout Fairyland, but they would be here when I got back. Sienna also changed into her metal bikini, which was very similar to Jessamine's, and then the blonde beauty grabbed her sword. There was one critical thing left I wanted to bring with me, my plumber's tools. They'd come in handy a few times so far, and I didn't really want to leave them all behind, but there were a couple issues I needed to figure out. First, I knew the tools would weigh me down, so I needed to be selective, and I thought about which tools had been most useful since we'd gotten to Fairyland.
I'd used my torch to light a fire, but I couldn't imagine that would help us underwater. I chuckled to myself when I thought back to the way I'd used my pipe wrench to brain an undead monster, but I thought it would be too big and heavy despite its sentimental value. So I decided to take my adjustable pliers, vice grips, a flathead screwdriver, and a hammer. I was also worried about my tools rusting in the salt water. I'd never been a harbor freight kind of tradesman, and I'd invested in a rugged set of rigid devices early in my career. It didn't seem worth leaving the tools behind, however, so I knew I'd had to take good care of them. Finally, I needed a way to carry them. I'd been keeping them in my heavy tool bag, but that wasn't going to work in the water. "Sienna, do you think there's anything on this ship I can use to carry my tools in?" I asked my blonde wife.
"Let's talk to the crew,"
Sienna responded with a slight shrug.
"I'm sure we can come up with something."
I definitely had a lot to think about, but we needed to head up on deck to meet up with Ariana. So we headed back out of the cabin, and Sienna went to ask around about a bag for my tools. When I first saw Ariana again, though, I was overcome by her beauty. She stood at the rail to the ship and stared out at the water with her long red hair blowing back in the breeze. But she turned when she heard our footsteps and gave us another bashful smile. Then I caught her gazing at my bare chest, and we locked eyes for a brief moment before the redhead looked away and blushed. "Ahem! Ariana, I was wondering if my tools would be too heavy to bring with me, and if Jessamine and Sienna's metal bikinis would weigh them down."
"The mermaid's kiss spell I told you about also helps humans stay afloat, so that shouldn't be a concern. You won't feel any heavier than you do on land."
"I do like to be at least a little armored,"
Jessamine said with a shrug.
"I think you'll be fine. Mermaid's kiss makes you a lot more buoyant."
Sienna returned to our group now, and she had an excited look on her face as she handed me an item of clothing.
"Joe, look what the captain gave us for your tools. It's an apron the gunners wear sometimes when they're cleaning the cannons. And it has pockets!"
I'd noticed that girls always seemed excited when clothing had pockets, and I chuckled at the blonde's enthusiasm. "That's awesome, Sienna," I replied, and I tied the apron around my body. Then I pulled the tools I'd selected out of their heavy bag and stashed them in the apron's pockets, and I was glad everything about our trip under the sea seemed to be working out.
"Are you ready?"
Ariana asked.
"I'm excited to show you my kingdom. Now, before we dive in, I need to explain to you how the mermaid's kiss magic works for breathing. When you get into the water, you're going to need to inhale deeply, which I understand is difficult for humans to force themselves to do. But don't worry, you're not going to drown. The water in your lungs will feel just like air." "Okay, let's do this,"
Sienna said, and clapped her hands together.
"Should we just stand up on the rail and dive in?"
"Pretty much,"
the redhead shot us another smile. "Well, there's no time like the present," I chuckled, and I climbed up onto the rail. Ariana soon followed, and only my wives were left. I held out an arm to Sienna on one side and Jessamine on the other, and they climbed up next to me. I had my plumber's tool bag looped around my arm and Jeannie's wrath on my belt, and I supposed that was all I needed. For a moment, we all stared down at the swirling waves. The water was now dark green and ominous-looking, which was very different from the bright blue sea we'd seen on the last sunny day. Ariana had saved me from going under, it was true, but claiming she could help us breathe underwater and then letting the princesses drown would be one hell of a long con. Still, it didn't seem like there was anything left to do but trust her.
"I'm going to cast Mermaid's Kiss now, if you're all ready,"
the redhead said, and we all expressed our agreement. I watched Ariana concentrate slightly like Jessamine and Sienna always did, but it only took a couple seconds before she nodded.
"One, two, three,"
Sienna called out, and the three of us jumped into the water holding hands. We immediately plunged several feet below the cold surface, but, like Ariana had warned, I found myself wary of taking a breath. I let myself float back up and noticed all of the other princesses had done the same.
"Okay, this is the part that's going to require a little more effort on your part,"
Ariana told us as we bobbed with the waves.
"I've seen it work best when humans swim downward like you're diving for something and then take a huge gulp."
"I'll go first," I volunteered. If this was some sort of weird trap, there was no way I was going to let anything happen to my wives. So I dove down into the water, and I was more than a little scared by the thought of breathing water. Nonetheless, I knew I needed to try what Ariana had told us to do. As I headed downward toward the bottom of the ship, I opened my mouth and inhaled a huge gulp of seawater. I panicked for a moment, but then, just like the mermaid had promised, it felt like a breath of sweet, fresh air. I gasped in relief and headed back up to grab Sienna and Jessamine. "Come on, ladies! This is great!" The three of us now dove below the murky surface together, and from underwater, I watched both my wives briefly panic, open their mouths to inhale the water, and then smile in relief. Ariana, whose luminescent tail had returned, was watching us, and she looked glad when she saw we were all breathing again.
"And listen, you can talk underwater now, too."
"Sweet," I replied, and my voice only sounded a little strange and bubbly. This was fucking awesome.
"I have an idea,"
Sienna announced, and she sounded mischievous.
"Let's go raid that sunken pirate ship from last night."
"Fun. I bet they left some good stuff on that boat."
We swam down even further into the depths next to the Lady Starlight, and it got darker and darker. As we moved through the water, I noticed how incredibly agile I felt. Though I'd spent lots of time in the water during the hot SoCal summers, it was obvious the spell Ariana had cast was giving me extra strength. It seemed like I barely needed to kick my legs to propel myself several feet forward, and I could see Jessamine and Sienna swimming with ease too, despite their armor. We were almost down to the bottom now, and the first thing I could see in the eerie, dim light was a couple dozen bodies scattered on the seafloor. The corpses were covered in wounds and missing various body parts, and my stomach churned at the sight. I thought back to last night's battle with horror, but I had to admit my finishing move had been pretty sweet. We all swam over to the body of the ship, and I could see the sunken Jolly Roger fluttering in the current. The water was full of sand and other particles, but there were schools of tiny silvery fish passing by. The vessel had been turned over onto its side, but we were able to swim down through one of the holes the cannonballs had blown through the hull into the ship's interior.
"I think we're in the galley,"
Ariana said, and she picked up a fork. "You know what that is, right?" I asked her, and I couldn't help but snicker softly at the way Fairyland seemed to mirror the tales from my world.
"Yes, it's a fork, of course,"
she replied, and she gave me a strange look.
"I use human tools in my research sometimes."
"I'll have to show you my plumber's tools someday," I told the beautiful redhead.
"That would be interesting. I'd like that."
"I don't think there's much down here."
"Those pirates didn't seem like they were in great shape last night," I said as I shook my head. "I'm not sure they would have much treasure."
"Would you like to swim along and see my kingdom?"
"Absolutely," I told her, and Jessamine and Sienna nodded in agreement.
"It's this way,"
the redhead said, and she gestured out toward more open water. "Lead the way," I said. We followed her out of the sunken pirate ship, and we swam along as the sea floor dropped lower and lower below our bodies. I started to see beautiful coral formations and shades that reminded me of Ariana's tale, and small, tame purple sharks swam around our bodies along with schools of fish in all colors of the rainbow. Crabs with iridescent shells crawled slowly across the ground amongst hot pink starfish of all sizes, and we barely missed passing through a large group of multi-hued stingrays.
"Just over this cliff now,"
Ariana remarked. As we swam down across the ocean floor, a blue glow was getting brighter before us, and then, suddenly, we could see it. The lights of a giant underwater city.